What about a person who won't spend money at all?
Tightwad.
Yeah.
Cheapskate.
Yeah. Those mean the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, the word common, you use the word common. Now, he's just a common man. Is that a good thing or a bad thing to say about it?
He's just plain.
Okay. Now, if you use that of a girl, is that good or bad?
Same. I mean, common.
Is it, so it's not
just ordinary.
Yeah, it's not especially good or especially bad. And say of an old person, maybe somebody about 75 who's still strong and active and, you know, and does the housework and all, you'd say, but she's still mighty
strong, still going.
Okay. You might say you were out later than usual, and your mother, you know, you came in, your mother was up and said,
sorry.
You might say, well, there was no need to. What would you tell your mother? There was really no need to. To what?
To worry.
Yeah. And she might say, well, I wasn't really worried, but I couldn't help feeling just a little
uneasy. She always does.
Yeah, well, mama's will too.
If I'm 3 minutes late, she...
She have a time for you to come in?
Yes.
When she...
About 12.
Well,
if I come out after 12 o'clock, buddy, I'm in trouble.
When I started dating, all the girls had to be at 11 o'clock. That's true. We always
well, that there. Was in high school at the end, 11 o'clock on weeknights.
And this was weekends, too. And this was also 11, 12 years ago. So, I guess 13 years, I guess it was different. So, that's better than 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, what about a little kid that won't go upstairs in the dark? He says, I don't want to go up there because I'm
scared.
Yeah. And let's see. Oh, somebody who's all time leaving his money lying around and keys lying around just anywhere. You say, well, he's mighty.
Mighty careless.
And say someone acts, well, there's nothing really wrong with them. They just act a little bit
nervous.
Yeah.
Or edgy.
Or say it's just that their actions are kind of funny, like.
Uncoordinated.
You what now?
Uncoordinated.
Yeah. Now, the word queer, to you, does that always have a bad meaning when you use it?
No.
Okay.
It means...
It means just strange?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it can mean strange.
Okay. Yes, so it can mean either perverted or strange.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. Okay. And so somebody who's really, you can argue with him all day and he'll never change his mind. You might say, well, don't be so...
Scratching.
Yeah. And so you can just argue with him until he's blue in the face. You say, well, you not sure are. And you just say, no matter what you say to him, he'll never change. He just makes up his mind and he'll never change it, no matter what you say.
Just one track mind.
He sure is.
Stubborn.
Yeah. Any other things you've ever heard there besides stuff? Things like bullheaded or mule-headed.
Bullheaded.
Okay. And somebody that you can't kid around with him without him losing his temper. You say, well, he's mighty.
He's mighty particular, I mean.
Yeah. And what about, you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Yeah. And say somebody's about to lose their temper, you might say, well, now just keep
her cool.
Yeah. And you've been working real hard, you might come in and say, well, I'm just
tired, just exhausted, just worn out.
And one of those may make you more tired than the other one.
Worn out.
Okay. If a person has been well, you know, lately, and